Man, this is weird. You ever realize Captain Crunch's eyebrows are actually on his hat?
That's what's weird? Joey, the man's been captain of a cereal for the last 40 years.
Oh, look.
What? The spoon.
You licked and you put? You licked and you put.
Yeah, so?
Well, don't you see how gross that is? I mean, that's like you're using my toothbrush. You use my toothbrush.
Well, that was only because I used the red one to unclog the drain.
Mine is the red one.
Oh, God. Can open, worms everywhere.
Hey, why can't we use the same toothbrush, but we can use the same soap?
Because soap is soap. It's self-cleaning.
All right, well, next time you take a shower, think about the last thing I wash and the first thing you wash.
Fancy lads. What's the occasion?
Well, you know the guy on my show that's in a coma? He's having a brunch.
Hey, ready when you are.
Okie doke.
Can't believe you guys are actually getting tattoos.
Excuse me? You guys are getting tattoos?
Yes, but you cannot tell Ross because I want to surprise him.
Wow, this is wild. What are you going to get?
I'm getting a lily. For my mom, because her name's Lily.
Wow, that's lucky. What if her name was Big Ugly Splotch?
So where are you getting it?
I think on my shoulder.
What? What's on your shoulder?
A chip. I've got a big attitude problem. A tattoo. I'm getting a tattoo.
A tattoo? Why? Why would you want to do that?
Hi. Well, hey, you don't think they're kind of cool?
No, sorry, I don't. I mean, why would anyone pay someone to scar their body for life? And what if it doesn't come out right, Phoebs? And it's like, I don't know, having a bad haircut all the time. Why is everyone staring at me?
Ross, come sign this birthday card for Dad. Oh. Rich is going to be here any minute.
Ooh, Rich is going to the party too, huh?
Well, he's my parents' best friend. He has to be there.
So, is today the day you're going to tell them about you too?
Yeah. For my dad's birthday, I decided to give him a stroke.
No, I think you should tell them.
No, I don't even know how serious he is about me. Until I do, I'm not telling him anything.
I don't know. I don't think Mom and Dad would mind. Remember when you were 9 and Richard was 30, how Dad used to say, God, I hope they get together.
Hello?
It's me. I'm Del Park.
Okay. Come on,
Ross. Hi, guys.
See ya.
See ya.
Okay.
Oh, bye, you.
Bye.
Bye, you.
Okay, here we go. Okay, wait.
It's gonna be fine.
How can you say that? Are you not nervous?
I'm terrified. This is just a very absorbent suit.
All right. Shall we, Monica?
Yes. No. You know what? Ross, let's switch places. You get in the middle. No, you know, unless this looks like we're trying to cover something up.
Monica, you could come in straddling him. They still wouldn't believe it. We're here.
Oh, hi, kids.
Oh,
hi, darling.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Thank you.
Hi, Mom.
Happy birthday.
So, you kids thanked Dr. Berg for the ride.
Oh, actually, Mom, I think Monica thanked him for the both of us.
So, you kids take the train in? No, Richard Burke gave them a ride.
Oh. Speaking of whom, I hear he's got some 20-year-old Twinkie in the city. Finger cramp. Oh, God. Sorry. Here, let me get that, Mom.
So, Richard's shopping in the junior section.
Mm-hmm.
Are we still on that? You just know she's got the IQ of a napkin.
Mm-hmm. She's probably not even very pretty. Just young enough so that everything is still pointing up.
Can you believe this place?
I know. This is a great apartment.
Oh, I was just in the bathroom, and there's mirrors on both sides of you. So when you're in there, it's like you're peeing with the Rockettes.
Well, there's my fantasy come true. Now, seriously.
Hey, we were just saying, great apartment, man.
Thanks. You want it?
Huh?
Yeah, I'm moving to a bigger place. You should definitely take this one.
Yeah, can you see me in a place like this?
Why not? You hate park views and high ceilings? Come on, I'll show you the kitchen.
Oh, that's all right, fellas. I saw a kitchen this morning on TV. Stop talking. Okay.
Come on, tell us.
Yeah, is she really 20?
I am not telling you guys anything. Come on, Rich. It's my birthday. Let me live vicariously.
Dad, you really don't want to do that.
What's a little midlife crisis between friends?
Jack, would you let it go?
Look, I know what you're going through. When I turned 50, I got the Porsche. You got your own little speedster.
Guys, seriously, it is not like that.
Tell you what. Maybe one of these weekends you can borrow the car and I could...
Dad, I beg you not to finish that sentence.
What? I'm kidding. You know I'd never let him touch the Porsche.
Okay, Rich. Which Lily? This Lily or that Lily?
Well, I
like this Lily. It's more open, you know, and that's like my mom. She had a more open, giving spirit. Oh, foghorn, leghorn!
Oh. All right, blonde girl, you're in room two. Not so blonde girl, you're with me.
Here we go.
Uh-huh.
You're not going? Uh-huh. What, is this because of what Ross said?
No. Well, yeah, maybe.
I don't believe this. Is this how this relationship's gonna work? Ross equals boss? I mean, come on, what is this, 1922?
What's 1922?
Just, you know, a long time ago. When men used to tell women what to do, a lot. And then there was suffrage, which was a good thing, but it sounds horrible. Do you want to get this tattoo?
Yes, I do. It's just that Ross is...
Okay, hey. Is your boyfriend the boss of you?
No.
Okay, who is the boss of you?
You?
No. You are the boss of you. Now you march your hiney in there and get that heart tattooed on your hip. Go! I haven't even gotten my tattoo yet, and I'm already tougher.
How you doing?
I'm a Twinkie.
Really? I'm a hero. Oh.
This is so hard.
Yeah, I know. I hate it, too. Look, maybe we should just tell them.
Maybe we should just tell your parents first.
My parents are dead.
God, you were so lucky. You know, I mean, well, you know what I mean.
I know. Just hang in there, okay? Okay, I'll go out first, right?
All right.
Judy, going to the bathroom. Good for you.
Thank you, Richard. I appreciate the support.
Honey. Honey, have you seen my Harmon Killer root bat? Bob doesn't believe I have one.
I have no idea. Did you know Richard has a Twinkie in the city?
I know, he's like a new man. It's like a scene from Cocoon.
I just never would have pictured Richard with a bimbo.
Apparently, he told Johnny Shapiro that she's quite a girl. In fact, he told Johnny that he thinks he's falling in love with her.
Really?
I tell you, I've never seen him this happy.
So, Jack, you ever think about trading me in for a younger model?
Of course not. With you, it's like I've got two 25-year-olds.
Oh, Jack, stop!
Come on! It's my birthday!
Can we drop this? I am not interested in the guy's apartment.
Oh, please. I saw the way you were checking out his moldings. You want it.
Why would I want another apartment? Huh? I've already got an apartment that I love.
Well, it wouldn't kill you to say it once in a while.
All right. You want the truth? I'm thinking about it.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm 28 years old. I've never lived alone, and I'm finally at a place where I got enough money that I don't need a roommate anymore.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't need a roommate either. Okay, I can afford to live here by myself. You know, I may have to bring in somebody once a week to lick the silverware.
What are you getting so bent out of shape for, huh? It's not like we agreed to live together forever. We're not Bert and Ernie.
I'm aware that we're not gay puppets, all right? Look, you know what? If this is the way you feel, then maybe you should take it.
Well, that's how I feel.
Well, then maybe you should take it.
Well, then maybe I will.
Fine with me.
Great. Then you'll be able to spend more quality time with your real friends, the Spoons.
Whose drink can I freshen?
Almost time for cake.
Mom, are you okay?
You remember that video I found of Mom and Dad?
Yeah?
Well, I just caught the live show.
You?